translation by His Divine Grace, Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being and so masked his, performed many superhuman acts. Purport. Anyone want to read, maybe? Can anyone? Or I can. You want to read? Okay. Yeah. Microphone. Sorry.
The doctrines of anthropomorphism and sumomorphism are never applicable to Sri Krishna or the personality of Godhead. The theory that a man becomes God by dint of penance and austerities is very much rampant nowadays, especially in India, since Lord Ram, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were detected by the sages and saints to be the personality of Godhead, as indicated in revealed scriptures. Many unscrupulous men have created their own incarnations. This process of concocting an incarnation of God has become an ordinary business, especially in Bengal. Any popular personality with a few traits of mystic powers will display some feat of jugglery and easily become an incarnation of Godhead by popular vote. Lord Sri Krishna was not that type of incarnation. He was actually the personality of Godhead from the very beginning of his appearance. He appeared before his so-called mother as four-armed Vishnu. Then at the request of the mother, he became like a human child at once and left her for another devotee at Gokula, where he was accepted as a son of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Mata. Similarly, Sri Baladev, the counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna, was also considered a human child, born of another wife, a Sri Vasudev. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his birth and deeds are transcendental, and that anyone who is so fortunate as to know the transcendental nature of his birth and deeds will at once become liberated and eligible to return to the kingdom of God. So the knowledge of the transcendental nature of the birth and deeds of Lord Sri Krishna is sufficient for liberation. In the Bhagavatam, the transcendental nature of the Lord is described in 9 cantos, and in the 10th canto, his specific pastimes are taken up. All this becomes known as one's reading of this literature progresses. It is important to note here, however, that the Lord exhibited his divinity even from the lap of his mother, that his deeds are all superhuman. He lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7, and that all these acts definitely prove him to be actually the supreme personality of Godhead. Yet, due to his mystic covering, he was always accepted as an ordinary human child by his so-called father and mother and other relatives. Whenever some Herculean task was performed by him, the father and mother took it otherwise, and they remained satisfied with unflinching filial love for their son. As such, the sages of Narasimha describe him as apparently resembling a human being, but actually he is the supreme almighty personality of Godhead.
So I read again the verse, Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gana Jana Shalakaya Chaksur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutali Svayrupa Kadamayam Vadantis Padantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for inviting me to give the Bhagavatam class. Sutapa Prabhu, Nishkinchina Prabhu, and all the devotees, this is the first time I'm giving class in Bank Terminal, and it's very great pleasure and honor. Because actually I am really grateful to England, because it's here when I left. I have to introduce myself. So my name is Gora Bhakta Das. I am originally from Algeria, North Africa. I was born in Muslim country, raised by Muslim family. And then I left Algeria, my country, first country I came, it was England. That was 40 years ago. So it's here where I met devotees in Piccadilly Circus, first time, and then I went to Beauty Temple, Radha London Ishvara, first time or so. That was in 77, 78. And then I stayed 1 year, and then I went back to France, and then I joined temple there. And since I'm speaking Arabic, and then I'm from Berber family, and then I preach in Middle East countries. I just came from Turkey, Lebanon. I go all the Arab countries. And really, I am grateful to English devotees, because they gave me the mercy to become devotee. Really. Hare Krishna. So this is really, each time I come to England, I remember that Mataji, one girl, she came in, I was sitting in Piccadilly Circus. I was young, I was 22, 23 years old. And she came and she asked me if I speak English. I say, little, yeah. Because I was a student, a little bit. And then she say, do you know George Harrison? I say, of course I know George Harrison, because in my country, in Africa, North Africa, I hear only George Harrison all day. The Beatles, so famous. That was 1970. I was a teenager, so. And she say, then she gave me a record. Of Goddess of Fortune, big one like this. And I say, sorry, I don't have that machine to... Oh, then she say, you like to read? I say, yes, of course. Then she gave me a book. I think it was Perfection of Yoga. So, and I say, yes. I like the picture of Radha and Krishna. And then I took that book and I was living in a student hostel. On my way going to the student hostel, I found on the floor, in the street, some books, like the same I had in my hand. I said, wow, why these books are on the floor? So I took all the books, few books, to the Charing Cross student hostel, and I distribute them to all young people there. So I was doing already Sankirtan at that time, without knowing, you know. So that book, I kept it in the shelf, and I didn't read it. But I liked only the picture. So this is how my fortune started in London. And since then, I never forget Krishna in always. Being, you know, amazed by that beauty of Krishna. So I think this verse in this Bhagavatam verse, it shows how Krishna is so beautiful and so fascinating. When you come in contact with him, you cannot forget him. Never, never, never. And there is one saying that if you go to Vrindavan and if you meet that boy, handsome boy, playing flute in the bank of Yamuna, and if you have material desire, then you are finished, because your material desire will never be fulfilled. You will just be mad of Krishna. So if you have material desire, don't go to Vrindavan. But once you are in contact with Krishna, then all material desire are finished. So this is how Krishna is attracting us to his beauty. So I just realized that Bhagavatam, of course, when Shukadev Goswami explained Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, all the sages there, they were in rapt attention, hearing, because it's so nice. Even 2 ears are not enough. You could have 1,000 ears just to hear, and 1,000 mouths to glorify Krishna's quality. So Vyasadev, when he wrote also Bhagavatam, he was not satisfied until Narada Muni, his spiritual master, told him, you should glorify the activities of the Lord. Only then he was satisfied. I also remembered when Prabhupada started translating Bhagavatam, quickly he jumped to the Krishna book. Is it? Because he was, afraid that he may leave his body before. Why? Because the Krishna book is the whole philosophy, not only philosophy, but the love personified of Krishna. So this is not only religion, but it's also pastimes. When you read Krishna book, then you develop that love for Krishna, you know. So nice. Many religion of the world, they speak about God in very reverential way, in fear, like the Muslims, they fear God, and the Christian, they always say, my father, give me bread, give me this. But the devotees, they don't consider Krishna as like this. The devotees, they consider Krishna as a simple child. A child, he needs attention. Child, he needs love. Child, he needs a service. Prabhupada explained, this is the topmost love. Instead to give me, give me, give me, I give to Krishna. Instead to take from the Lord, we give to the Lord. So here, like in the temple, how life is done. Krishna is here, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every day we should wake up morning to glorify him, is it? To dance in front of him, to chant in front of him. And the pujaris, they are running, bathing him, cleaning him, changing the cloth, cooking for him, offering the flower. Why? Because he's a person. Because we love that person. So we want to offer something to him. Not just to take, but to give something to him. That Krishna loves this. Patram pashpalam, pashpam palam toyam. If you give me little of flour, water, or anything, even if it's small and significant, but if you do it with love and devotion, I accept it. So Krishna book is so nice. When you read Krishna book, then you really develop your love for him. And these people cannot understand how Krishna is a person. Only devotee can understand Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada, he said, I wrote this book for my devotees. Yes, for my devotees. Because my devotees, they can understand who is Krishna. The people, they are too much in anxiety. They are too much in material sense gratification. So they have no concentration to hear what to speak, to then to do service. People are too much in anxiety. Huh? This Kali Yoga is described in the Bhagavatam, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Mandahu Padrutaha, that people, first, they are lazy, and also they have no health, and also they are always disturbed in their minds. So these people, when you invite them for Krishna Katha or to come to the temple, they say, no, I have no time. I'm not interested. But same people, they have time for talking hours and hours and hours politics and social things, which will not help them at all. Just talking, chewing, charvananam. Yeah? This is the material world. They always lament, hanker, and tell what the news of the world. But Prabhupada say, the news, we know them. They are all the same. One is killed, one this. All the newspaper, all the radio is the same, over and over and over again and again. But the Bhagavatam, Krishna book, believe me, when you read Krishna book, you will never get tired. You read one story, you read it 1,000 times, and it's always new. There's something, I forgot these small details. It's so captivating, these stories of Krishna book. You know, how Krishna, as a child, he was only 3 months old, when he was in the cart, you say chariot, small chariot, and he was hungry, and he wanted the milk from his mother, and the mother didn't come, and then he was angry. He pushed with his leg that car, and completely he destroyed it. It's amazing, 3 months. How come a child of 3 months can destroy one big... And he was not even 1 year also when he was in Yashoda's house. That demon, Trinivarta, his name, he took him and then Krishna killed him, you know. Pull him in the earth. And also, he was not even 1 year also, he killed the... witch, Putana. Huh? Putana. And so many stories like this. You see, Krishna, when he was young, he was doing very extraordinary activities, like Damodar. Mother cannot bind him. He saved these two devotees. Huh? From Arjuna tree. And then, when he grown a little bit, Krishna, also Krishna, he likes to do service to his friends, parents, teachers. When he was young, his father told him to take shoes, wood shoes. And Krishna put them in his head, although they are heavy, but Krishna didn't care. He said, I want to render service to my father. And also he rendered service to to the teachers. Krishna, he was so very enthusiastic. He likes his devotees. Krishna cannot live without his devotees. All the time. Krishna always likes to please his devotees. You know that story of when Brahma also stole the, the cows and the boys, and he put them in the cave. But at that time, Krishna was eating with his friends next to the lake, very nice, surrounded by flowers, and all his friends, they brought some prasadam food, and Krishna was in the center of that circle, and all the faces, all his friends, they were looking at him, so captivated by the beauty of this boy, it's amazing. Just like it's at the center of the lotus flower, and all his friends, they're like the petals of the flower. So Krishna is so captivating. That's why we call him Krishna, means fascinating. So Krishna was enjoying food, prasad, everything was so heavenly. It's already heaven. So, and then, that time the calves, they were eating grass, yes. And suddenly, Brahma had some funny idea, and took all the calves and put them in the mountain, he clothed them. And the friends, they were surprised, they could not find the cows. And Krishna, in order not to disturb them, he told them, no, don't stop your eating. I will go find them, don't worry. So, because Krishna is very personal, he doesn't want to stop the enjoyment of his devotees, to make them in anxiety. So Krishna went personally to look for the cows. He could not find them. So he understood that was Brahma's, and then Krishna expanded himself in the cows and boys. Actually, it was like, it's no different, it was Vishnu form even. And when they went back to their homes, the mothers, they were so affectionate towards the boys. They could not understand why they had so much love. The milk was flowing from their breast. So, because it was Krishna. And the same, the cows with the calves. And everybody was completely in ecstasy with love and affection. This is how Krishna acts with his devotees. So the same way, we are also taken care by Krishna here in this temple. We are enjoying eating nice prasad, nice Mongol sweet, and nice chanting, dancing, and hearing Bhagavatam, and all this is spiritual world. So in this verse, it said that in India especially, some they want to concoct incarnation of God. But God is not cheap. You cannot, say, because from human, he make austerity and then he become God. So Prabhupada said, then if it is that you are God, then show me your Virat Rupa, this personal form shown to Arjuna. Or if you are God, then why don't you lift Govardhan Hill with your small finger for 7 days? And actually Prabhupada said to one, we don't tell you to lift it with a small finger, lift it with your two hands if you can. Not 7 days, but 7 years if you can. But no one can do this miracle. Only Krishna can do these superhuman activities, Govardhan. But all these austerities that a demon or superhuman, so-called human, they want to compete with God, they cannot. They already tried. Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to become immortal, he could not. Who else? Indra with Govardhan Hill, he was defeated. Who else? Brahma, Indra, so many other examples are in the scriptures. They tried, they could not succeed. But Krishna is the super powerful a person. Huh? Although he is a child, but he is not ordinary a child. You see? And the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that we see Krishna, yes, as a child. We love a child. We want to protect him. And like Mother Yashoda, always she's worried about her son. My son, he will have something. And then she will put mantra, you know, mantra to protect Krishna from the demons, from something bad happens to him. This is love. This is love. And also, all the villagers of Vrindavan, Gokul, they were so attracted by the Lord, by Krishna, by this small child. And they cannot forget him, you know. Although they won't try to forget him, they cannot. So they go to the Nanda Maharaj, and they say, "What is this child? We cannot forget him. He's so attracted, so attractive. We always think of him all day. How come?" Of course, Nanda Maharaj told them the story of how Gargamuni, in his birth, he saw that this boy is very special. He comes from other planets. He in different colors. Now he comes as blackish, and he will give the pleasure for all his devotees, parents, friends. So this is Krishna consciousness. God is giving pleasure. Yes, he's giving pleasure. He's giving knowledge. He's giving strength, like Balaram. He's giving all the facilities also to practice Krishna consciousness. You know, there is no difficulty at all. Prabhupada say, "Where is the difficulty? We have just to follow the four relative principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. What is the difficulty? These four things are easy, not difficult. And the rest is just to worship, to chant, and to dance. So what is the difficulty? I'm not saying something very difficult like go to underwater and meditate, stop eating, stop breathing. No, it's very simple, just... This knowledge is very simple. Raja vidyam raja guyam pavitram idam uttamam. This is the topmost knowledge you can find in this world. Topmost. Uttamam. There is no other. He's the king of all knowledge. And also it's performed by happiness. Susukam kartum avyayam. You don't see a devotee doing service in sad or crying or no, depressed. No, a devotee, he likes to do service with full heart, joyfully. Actually, he hankers, when I can serve Krishna, when can you please, Prabhu, give me some service? I really want to do service. So, Prabhupada said the most fortunate is the pujari. Yes, pujari. Pujari is always with Krishna, you know, watching him and bathing him and offering all the flowers and watching. And that's amazing. Just you see how Krishna, he put himself very easy. We can approach him. is a person. We like the Bible. The Bible says that the man is created in the image of God. So, even the Bible said that God is a person. I also discovered in the Quran, Muslim book. It's amazing. There is one great philosopher, 12th century. His name Ibn Taymiyyah. This guy is from Wahhabite philosophy. This is the most fanatic people. This terrorism, you know, the terrorists, this terrorist, they are from that part of group. He said that Allah is a person because he's sitting on the throne and he has two hands. So he was put in trouble because he told that. The government put him in jail. How you dare say something like this? He said, well, I'm not creating anything. The Quran, it is written that God is sitting on the throne and he has two hands. And I don't understand why and how this can be proven false. Can you prove this statement to be false? And also he say, any thinker who try to read the statement in the Quran, which is said black and white, God is sitting on the throne, he has two hands, but you interpret it another way just for the good consciousness. What is this? So he was putting a challenge to the Muslims. Just tell me, I am not anthropomorphism. Yeah, this anthropomorphism is not saying that God is a person just because he's a human. No, but he said in the Quran it said that God has two hands. So this great philosopher, he was put in trouble, prison all his life, you know. But just imagine that time, already people, they're thinking about the attributes of God, that he is a person, not, how you say, empty. Vacuity, like Buddhism, they say everything is, you say vacuity? In French you say vacuity. Same thing in English? La vacuité. Means empty, emptiness. Huh? Huh? Void, yes. So this is how the people, they think about God. But Krishna is not like this. Krishna is the supreme personality of God. Although he does not depend on a father, mother, but he accepted just to render service to his devotees who want him to be their father, their mother, he accepts. So, Krishna, he can have all kind of relation with his devotees. He is not he's so open to all relation you want to have with him. So this is Krishna consciousness. It's so nice because when you read this nectar, or Bhagavatam, or Krishna book, then all day you just think about these pastimes, how Krishna is enjoying. How Krishna, he comes to this material world just to give us a chance to remember him. And also Prabhupada say anyone who knows the nature of God, his appearance and disappearance, he becomes liberated and he goes to the spiritual world. Janma karma cha medivyam yuvitatvataha. So this is very interesting. Yes, how just by knowing Krishna, then you become liberated. Actually, the Krishna consciousness means also we want to know Krishna, to love Krishna. And then you, by this knowledge, you go to the spiritual world. We are here, just want to know who is Krishna. And it's so nice because Krishna is so attractive that when you hear about him, you never get tired. Like we chant Hare Krishna. For many, many years, like devotees, 50, 60 years, they are chanting, never stop. Even Prabhupada, spiritual master, he always chant. Prabhupada always chant also. Chanting means connecting with God. Yes. And also, chanting means also you are asking protection, service, friendship, and all spiritual bliss, ananda. So, how fortunate we are to be in Krishna consciousness, serving the devotees, going out to try to deliver the conditional soul. The conditional souls also, they are in one way hankering for this pleasure, which they don't have, because they didn't get the mercy yet. See? That's why devotee goes out to give the mercy also, that the other people, they can also get benefited. Yes. One business of a devotee is also, he is para dukkha dukkhi. He wants also to take away the burden of the conditional soul. The people are not happy. The people, they cannot be happy without Krishna. They can do many things, you know. Things which are not related to Krishna will not give them pleasure. It's impossible. The pleasure comes only when the things are related to Krishna, to his pleasure. Only. There is no other way. So, how fortunate we are to be in Krishna consciousness, doing service, hearing Bhagavatam class every day, and taking prasad every day, and having the darshan every day, and having the association of devotees every day. This is not a simple thing. Don't take it for granted. You must remember where you were before. There's a verse like this in Bhagavatam, Narada Muni. How, before being devotee, your past life, even in this life, before becoming, what you were doing, maybe even not taking a shower, maybe not even washing the hands when you go to the toilet. I see the people going to the toilet, nice dressed, never wash their hands. You see nice people, very educated, smoking, although in the packet it says this smoke can kill you, don't care. The women, the children, everybody smoking. I went to Paris, I was astonished. Now, before I used to see girls, 20, 22, smoking. Now, in France, I've seen girls of 12, 10 years old smoking. And I feel very bad because I see these girls. Oh, my God, how they will, what is the future of this young who's smoking at so young age? And also they show movies, very horrible movies where all the family is eating. And you saw so many horrible scenes of murder and illicit sex, and it's crazy how the family is becoming completely like nothing. There is no limit. So these people are completely lost. And also these people, they have no enthusiasm. Nothing. They're just dry like vegetables, like zucchini, you know. Zucchini, you put it, has no life. Yeah. Zucchini has no life. These people are like zucchini, you know, completely dull, no non-thinking, have no feeling, they have no enthusiasm, nothing. It's crazy how they live in this world without taste. There is no taste at all. Rasa, no. So devotees, when he see that, then he's completely disturbed. Because a devotee has the knowledge. He knows that these people are in tamagun. They are in rajagun. These people are forgetting their Lord. They are completely lost. So how I can do? What tricks I can make them to accept Krishna? Devotee is always thinking like this, like Narada Muni is always checking kings, these, just to make them Krishna conscious, you know. And he travels from one planet to another. So this is also our job, is to enlighten these people, to give them Krishna consciousness. We cannot just stay in the temple and enjoy everything Krishna gives you, and you don't share this little prasadam you have to your friend, to your neighbors, then Krishna will be more happy if you make endeavor, you know, go see the neighbor, friends, and outside, and bring people to Krishna. So how the gopis, they always are doing like this. Gopis, they are always in these affairs in Vrindavan, always bringing other, actually the gopis, they were more happy when they see other girls joining the group to give pleasure to Krishna. This is how the gopis, they react. So same thing, Krishna likes when we also bring other people to him. Otherwise, the temple has no value if you just chant and dance and take prasad, but the Lord didn't see new faces and new people here, Krishna will not be happy. Krishna is happy when he sees the temple full of other new faces. And Krishna is very happy. Yes, my devotees are very good soldiers, fighting, yes. So this is Krishna consciousness. We remember how Prabhupada also started the movement. He went at the very old age, no stop, from country to country, from you can say planet to another planet, from Africa to America to Australia to everywhere. Prabhupada, where he went, he put the seed. Yes. And then, you know, everything comes completely amazing. You know, Prabhupada went only 3 days in Russia, in Moscow. Now you see thousands and thousands, maybe millions of devotees are coming. I believe also that Prabhupada, he went to Africa, but also to North Africa, in Muslim country. He stopped in Egypt. He stopped in Morocco. He saw Algeria from the ship, and he liked it. I'm sure in the future, devotees, they will come from these countries. Because where Prabhupada went, where Prabhupada put his lotus feet, where Prabhupada wanted, things will happen. You may say, why Prabhupada didn't preach all over the world? Because some places are not done yet, like Muslim country, Middle East. But Prabhupada could do it if he wanted. But no, he left that service for us. That we can do that service. Prabhupada gave some remnants. Yes, you can do this in future. I came from Turkey. So interesting people. Very amazing. These people, you know, you tell them about Krishna. Wow, they are completely, wow. Very respectful. They love Krishna. Kirtan, dancing, and reading Bhagavad Gita. They're very serious, taking notes. Amazing. From there, I went to Lebanon. Same thing. Lebanon people also, it's incredible. Everything comes from India. They love music, art, movie, cooking, books, drama, philosophy, spirituality, reincarnation. Anything comes from India, they embrace. I met with Muslim leaders, Druze, you mean the Druze people. They love, respect the devotees, the Christian, the Muslims. When we give a class, there are so many people asking good questions, and they are very natural, happy. Believe me, this Krishna consciousness, it's big revolution. This is one of the biggest revolution of the world, is Krishna consciousness. It's just a question of time that everybody will become devotees. It is already predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur that one day there will be devotees from all of the world raising their hands and chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And already it started. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that. In every town and village, my holy name will be glorified. Yes. So it started now. Now, Prabhupada say every devotee can save a country. One devotee can save a country. Just imagine how powerful a devotee is. Devotee is not different from Krishna. Yes, he's not different. He's empowered. If a devotee is empowered, he can do a huge, tremendous service. He can, you know, purify the whole atmosphere, the whole country. Just the example is Prabhupada. You know, he came alone, one person. He liberated the whole world, whole planet. So the devotees also, wherever they go, they speak about Krishna. They give Krishna. And the people, they need protection. They need a shelter, yes. Because this world, there is no shelter. The so-called leaders, they are supposed to give shelter, but they are not giving shelter. Themselves, they are entangled. Themselves, they are trapped in the nets of Maya. How can they liberate their followers if themselves, they are trapped? You see all these big leaders, big scandal, eh? These. How can you trust leaders? The only leader is Krishna and his devotees. This is the leaders of the world. Krishna and his devotees. Because they have the knowledge to free the people from the entanglement, from the modes of material nature. Mamchayuk charina bhakti yogina sevatam sagunan samityaitam brahma bhuya kalpati. Only by Krishna you can get out from this mode. Otherwise, it's no possible at all. So Krishna consciousness is for 10,000 years coming. 10,000. Prabhupada created this for 10,000 years. So we are preparing the next future generation. The things we cannot do now, our children, children of our children, they will do it. Prabhupada said, fourth generation, they will be paka, they will be very good. So imagine what will be Krishna consciousness in four, five generation, spiritual world. In every corner there will be temple. They will stop news about TV, there will be ISKCON news, Sankirtan news, Harinam news. There would be Prashadam news. And the people then, they become completely free, liberated from Maya, illusion. Maya means illusion. This is how the people are living. They are living in the world where is illusion. Illusion, they become rich, the illusion, I have boyfriend, girlfriend, I will get this, I will get that. All this is illusion. Without Krishna, you cannot get nothing, 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 nothing. Doesn't matter how powerful you are, how intelligent you are, how rich you are. Doesn't work. If you don't put Krishna in your life, it's doomed. Like if I give you a check, and I put 0000, it has no value. It has a value if I put 1, then it becomes 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, etc., etc. So same thing. If you don't put Krishna in your activities, everything, everything you do has no use, no, is not useful. So maybe I'm going to stop here. If you have any question or commentary or suggestion, please. Otherwise. It's time now for prasadam, yeah? Another nectar is prasadam. So Krishna never let his devotees go hungry, you know. Krishna always gives only good things, you know. After the class, there is prasad. After prasad, there is service. After the service, there is association. So much, you know, that I personally feel that like I joined just yesterday in Krishna consciousness. I am almost 40 years now in the movement, but for me it was like yesterday. Because I'm enjoying Krishna consciousness. I am really enjoying, you know. I can chant, dance, read, no stop. Because it's so nice, so nectar. Then you don't feel time passing, you know. It's because it's so nice. Krishna is very intelligent, you know. He's very tricky. He gives only good things. Like a big sugar. Whatever you take is sweet. Krishna is like this. Whatever part you take, it's sweet. So Krishna is giving only good things. And so it's so nice. And you cannot understand Krishna in one lifetime. The knowledge is so big. You cannot read all Bhagavatam, all Chitacharamita, all Krishna book, and all so many other books, Mahabharata, Itihasa, and Ramayana, and Puranas. So huge, all this temple room will not fit for the knowledge that Krishna has. So Prabhupada say it's not possible that you can master all the knowledge in one lifetime. But if you know something, it's sufficient to go to the spiritual world. Just something. That's what we're doing every day. We learn something from Bhagavatam class, and this is sufficient to go to the spiritual world. You don't need to be pandit, you know, all the scriptures and all. No, just. Thank you very much for your attention. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hari Hari Bol.